There we go. MZ, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Hey, we don't have a guest today. We have an open mic special that means it'll be caller-driven.
All right.
Provided that you and I approve of the content.
Right.
Now, do we have any guidelines that we should let our audience know about ahead of time? Or if, you know, we're just sort of play it by ear, and if we don't like something, then we'll just say no.
No stupid people, no negative comments, and no cussing.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We want this to be a positive thing. It's sort of like the comment line at 429-2222. More people are using that comment line to register their positive comments, which is very good, and we appreciate that. We will be airing some of the more clever comments left on the 429-2222 comment line as time goes by. When people call it, they are warned that if they're calling to complain, that they should call another radio station or a TV station or a fine newspaper like the Santa Cruz Sentinel. Anyhow, I want to thank Andy and Phyllis Anderson. I don't know which of them sent me this, but it's very, very interesting. It sort of jogged my memory. One of my favorite places to eat is the Seacliff Inn, Severino's. The food is absolutely fantastic. And for some time now, well over a year, I've been intrigued by the urinals there because they're waterless. Have you ever heard of a waterless urinal?
Yeah, actually, they have them at Cabrillo, too. I guess that's a new thing. They're trying to conserve water, and it's not a bad idea as long as it works. It appears to work.
And I've been trying to understand how it works. And Andy sent me an email earlier today that says it had a picture of a urinal with a fly in it. And it says the caption on the JPEG photo that came through says, in Amsterdam, the tile under Schiffel's urinals would pass inspection in an operating room, but nobody notices. What everybody does notice is that each urinal has a fly in it. Now, I have this picture, and if anybody wants to email me, I'll forward this picture. I'm MZ@KSCO.com. I probably won't do it during the Saturday special, but later on, you know, when I have nothing else to do. I don't know how many people are going to email me or would be interested in this. But if you look at it, it says, look harder, and the fly in the urinal turns into the black outline of a fly etched into the porcelain. It improves the aim. If a man sees a fly, he aims at it. Fly in urinal research found that etchings reduce spillage by 80%. It gives a guy something to think about. That's the perfect example of process control. Now, that is really neat. I mean, I was racking my brain trying to figure out what to talk about on the Saturday special today. And then I opened the email, and there it is. I mean, it just comes from the sky. Content. Bless the internet. Okay, now, I happen to use Gmail as my mail program. And for many years, I used Outlook and all of these other programs that build bigger and bigger files that end up clogging and congesting and making your computer vomit and not work properly and so forth. And, you know, there's a reason that Google has become so phenomenally successful in making their $1 billion or whatever it is a day. These people are absolutely brilliant, what they've come up with. They've come up with free solutions for people to improve their lifestyles in every way. And Gmail, by reading this email that was sent to me by Andy, presumably this morning, reading it in my Gmail, because it talks about urinals in the body of the email, there were a whole bunch of ads that came up on the right-hand side of the screen talking about urinal-related things. And I printed out some of this stuff, but where did I put it? I mean, I've got a whole bunch of stuff here because before the telephone started ringing, you know, you got to do something. You got to do somewhat. You know what I realized? We haven't even done the Saturday special opening music yet, have we?
No, we haven't.
This is terrible.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSVO Radio.
Okay, it is Saturday, the 21st of April in the year of our Lord, 2007. Welcome, folks, to the Saturday special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. My name is MZ. With me in the studio today is none other than Dave Michaels, co-host of Happy Hour, Monday through Friday, the drive times on KSCO. Stay with us.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Okay, I think we should just use the fanfare today. No, just the fanfare. Yeah, that. No, we don't want to do that. So, all right. So, welcome to the Saturday special. Are you there, Dave?
I'm right here.
Okay. Yeah, I found some information here. By the way, if you want to call and chip into the conversation, I should give you the phone numbers if you don't know them already. Regular listeners to KSCO are pretty familiar with the phone numbers, but they are. I mean, it is 479-1080, 479-1080. In area 831. Now, if you're outside of the 831 area code, you want to participate on the Saturday special, you will have to call, you'll have to punch in the area code, which again is 831. Yeah, do it if you're into it here, okay? 479-1080. And if you want to fax us, our fax number at the radio station KSCO is 475-2967, but that's located up front. So if you're going to fax us something, please call us on the. Dave, should it be on the regular business line or on the call-in line?
It just doesn't matter. I monitor both.
Okay, great. So 479-1080 or 475-1080. If you send us a fax and just give us a heads up that you've faxed something, and Dave will run up and get it, and then we'll talk about it. All right. Yeah, I found the stuff here about waterless urinals, which is absolutely fascinating to me. Everybody, I'm sure everybody would agree that conservation is sort of the name of the game. Without question, fresh water is our most precious resource. And as the population increases, so too will the cost of water. The Desert Cube waterless urinal system is a simple and effective way you can help solve this economic issue. An environmental challenge. Now, using natural microbial technology to control odours, spelled O-D-O-U-R-S, and the buildup of uric scale, the Desert Cube system is rapidly transforming washrooms across Australia. The benefits are not only in the massive water savings, but also in the elimination of odour, chemical-free maintenance, and improved hygiene. Approved by all relevant government bodies, the Desert Cube system is good for your business, your customers, and the environment. With one small change, you can make a big difference. We don't normally do a lot of reading here on the Saturday special, but I think that was fascinating because it tells me that the technology, the way the technology works for waterless urinals is you have a chemical that basically strips out the water, you know, component, which is like 98%. And what's left, it just sort of gets, I don't know, just sort of attaches to this chemical. And I guess once in a great, great, great while, you switch out the chemical or flush it or whatever. But this is fascinating. It says, nothing conserves water like the deserts. Urine is not the culprit. Surprisingly, urine itself is not the main source of the problem. Urine is almost 98% water, mild in odor, and is usually sterile. The problems begin when bacteria bind with the solids found in urine. The offensive smell we associate with urinals occurs when fecal bacteria digest uric proteins to give off toxic ammonia-based gases. Humans have a poor tolerance to the smell of ammonia, even at low concentrations. Washrooms are covered with bacteria originating from the matter that you say yuck about. That bacteria became airborne when toilets are flushed. Eventually, bacteria settle on washroom surfaces and form bacterial colonies whenever there is a wet or damp environment. Anyhow, I think it's great. I think it should become a law that all urinals should become should be waterless. What do you think, Dave?
I think that sounds great. Anything to conserve water. I mean, they're even handing out tickets now, aren't they? Or they're thinking about handing out tickets for washing your car in the daytime in Santa Cruz?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. In any case, let's take our first caller, June in Santa Cruz, about stem cell research, and I'll figure out why the computers are beeping at me here. Okay, hey, June, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, MD.
Hi.
I've been thinking a lot of people suffer diabetes. So if a lot of people know, everyone should know, especially those suffering from it, will be a blessing.
About diabetes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so yeah, we can sure talk about that.
Yeah. I wonder if your mother will, you know, talk about that in her commentary, then a lot of people will know. Because just you and me talk about it, and then if I... So
yeah, people have to be lit. They have to be tuned into the Saturday special.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes people, by some reason, won't be able to, and then they won't know. Because all the news, nobody talk about.
Mm-hmm.
They only talk about bad news, and this is, I think, a very valuable discovery, and no one talk about.
I know. It's probably being overshadowed by all the bad news, like what happened this week in Virginia.
Not only that, they did sit on embryos themselves. They want to work on embryo stem cells, so that's why adult stem cell. And they want to suppress it.
Suppress? You mean...
people did stand on...
What happened to... what happened to June? June just went away. It's sort of like someone wanted to suppress what June was saying. It wasn't me. I didn't do it. I love June. I think it's great when she calls. What is going... Anyhow, here's Bruce in Brookdale. Maybe June will call back. Bruce, you're on the air. Okay, I see you. Hi, how you doing?
Say, those waterless urinals are a real good step in the right direction, and I think we're going to come up with...
Did you say it's a good... They're a good staff in the right direction?
Step.
Oh, step. Okay.
I have a list.
Okay.
I still get mail addressed to Ruth Martin. Anyway, they'll come up with a composting toilet that will... essentially eliminate the need for water to the toilet, thereby eliminating the need for a septic system or being hooked up to a sewer system. The ramifications of this will be that the county will have to let much smaller lots be built on, because the reason they can control it in the county now is they want you to have a 100% expansion for your leach field if your leach field fails. Well, if you can get rid of the need for a septic system or a leach field, then a lot of property in this county, in the unincorporated area, will be buildable, and we can have more housing.
They'll find other reasons to make it
not
buildable.
Oh, no, of course they will. Of course they will. Yeah. It's just that that's what they're using now. But there are a number of lots that are plenty big enough to have all kinds of room between houses and parking and yards, but aren't an acre. See, I used to have 22 acres, Michael. But there was not enough flat land on it to build on. But I had a composting toilet that Environmental Health came out and they actually approved. And the reason they had to approve it is because I built it with the plans that I got from Jerry Brown when he was the governor in the state of California.
Yeah.
And so I showed them the literature, I showed them the toilet, they approved it, so I could prove that I wasn't polluting. But they had other reasons to get me off the property. And so, believe it or not, with 22 acres, there wasn't enough flat ground for the county to approve a building, a dwelling. And you're right, they will find other reasons. But I think this will take, I think this is a step in the right direction, because I think the courts will eventually start realizing that the county is... it's politically motivated.
Well, who could be against conserving water?
Oh, no.
Or who could be in favor of pollution? I mean,
nobody.
Right. So this is something where it just cuts across all political lines, which is it's great that there's something that all of us in the most polarized world that I can remember, you know, in all my life anyhow. It's nice that there's something that we can all agree on, you know, something to bring us together.
There is another water issue that I remember from years past that it's not exactly related, but we'll leave it for another time.
Okay. In the meantime, June has called back. By the way, if you want to call, thanks, Bruce and Brookdale. 479-1080 on the open mic Saturday special with MZ. Dave is here, too. You can actually talk with Dave if you want to. But now we're going to go back to June. What happened to you, June?
I don't know why. That's why I want to know. It's the phone just, nothing wrong with my phone.
It was right when you were talking about people wanting to, or someone wanting to suppress this information about diabetes.
Right.
And I thought that someone might be there suppressing it.
Yeah, maybe.
And it wasn't me. I swear. I did not hang up on you, nor would I ever do that.
Okay. I know you won't. So I think this is very good news. I think your mother, you know, that would be very nice if your mother will work it into her commentary.
Well, if she's listening, she will get the message.
Uh-huh.
And I will try to tell her even if she isn't listening.
Because not one day too soon for the people who are suffering from diabetes. When they get get treated, they don't need any insulin. That's very good thing.
I know. No, who can argue with that?
Yeah.
So, well, great. Well, thanks for bringing it up. Maybe that will spur a discussion here on the Saturday special.
Did anyone do? I like people to call in your show today. I'd like to know, did anyone heard what we're talking about last Saturday, your last show? You know, your last show?
Yeah.
And I want to know, anyone heard it and would do something about it? Went to a doctor and get treated, something like that?
Uh-huh.
And also, I'd like to know, did anyone with Sentinel and to see, you know, find out is really on the newspaper?
Wait a minute. The last show that we had, the last Saturday special, we had Tom Honig, the managing editor of the Sentinel, as the guest.
Yeah.
Or the editor of the Sentinel, not the managing editor.
I asked him to, I said, you know, it would be very nice if he put it on his newspaper.
Yeah.
So I wonder if anyone read it and will call in and she will know. Our talk, your show, be a blessing to others. How many people heard it?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. I hope people will call in and talk about.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. There goes June in Santa Cruz. Opens up lines at 479-1080. Give us a call. I measure the effectiveness of the radio program as a direct result of how many people, directly proportional to how many people are calling the program. If no one's calling the program, to me it says that the program just isn't cutting it, because, you know, if the program was cutting it, people would be calling and wanting to participate in it. Other people, of course, say that I'm wrong. If the program is riveting enough, no one will want to call and break the... what's the word I'm looking for, Dave? Help me out here.
Fluidity? That might work.
All right, maybe. All right. We started the program, Radiance and Chocolate, this week, the noontime show. Some people are distressed that the noon balloon, as we know it, is gone, or as we have known it. The plan here is to put on a positive program each day of the week, hosted by Bill Graff, our own veteran, wonderful broadcaster who keeps KSCO glued together, technically. Without Bill, I mean, we wouldn't be on the air, and I'm dead serious about that. An amazingly talented, not only broadcaster with a voice that's just unbelievable, and a skill in producing our commercials and promos and stuff and so forth. He's our director of production. That's his main job, although he does so many other things around the radio station. People that don't realize how talented Bill is, and what a behind the scenes great person he is, in terms of keeping KSCO and KOMY on the air technically. So we decided that there could be no better common thread host for this new program, Radiance and Chocolate, from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on KSCO. Than Bill. And Mondays are co-hosted. Every day it's co-hosted by a different person. Monday, the honors are done by Sophie Winnick. Tuesday, pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Wednesday, Andy and Phyllis Anderson. Thursday, Judy DeVilbiss. And Friday, Bernie Owens. And every one of those days, each one of those hosts is located in a different part of the country. And through the telephone lines, they are the co-host each program. Now, what each of these people have in common is that they have worked with me for many years in the health supplement business that we've been engaged in. And I found them to be fascinating, wonderful, delightful people who are multifaceted people. There's much more to them than their health businesses. So I came up with the idea of putting out a program that will grab people's attention. I don't even care what we do on the program from 12 noon to 1 p.m. And that's where the name Radiance and Chocolate came from. I mean, something that's all positive. And Kay came up with the idea with the name, actually, Radiance and Chocolate. Everybody wants to be radiant, and everybody loves chocolate, right? So what a great name. The mission statement of that program, by the way, is to achieve radiance and total well-being and to enjoy the mysterious ecstasy in chocolate. And as I said, we're pleased to have Bill Graff as in-studio host of Radiance and Chocolate and some of the most delightful, interesting, and positive people you will ever hear co-hosting with Bill from a different part of our great country each day of the week. So we premiered the program this week. As with every program that we do, whenever we do something new, there are people who are upset and call because they're sad that the program that they're used to hearing is no longer on. And we always tell them, stay with it. You'll grow to get attached to this radio program, and hopefully that'll happen here. And I'm sure it will, actually, because it's going to be a different kind of a program. You never know what you're going to hear on it. We are going to talk about health topics because, as you get older, actually, you think about that a whole lot more. In fact, one of the topics that was brought up on, I think that was the Thursday show, is that there is a crisis in health freedom. And I'm going to be reading, I'm going to read a short, a little email that was sent to me recently in the last couple of days from Mike Ponder. He's someone in Mississippi. It says, there is a crisis in health freedom. On April 30th, 2007, the FDA will close the public comment period on a guidance, in quotes, which will classify every alternative practice as medicine so that only licensed physicians can carry out the procedure, and vitamins, minerals, herbs, etc. will suddenly become untested or unapproved drugs, which will be forbidden. Bad? Real bad. But the public outcry can stop this assault on your health and your freedom. Spread the word. Tell everyone in your circle of influence, professionals, alternative practitioners, nutrient and herb companies, everyone. Let them know how important their participation is to make sure the FDA backs off from this repressive course. Please share this link with them and urge them to take action. Yours in health and freedom. And it's someone named Rima L. Libo, MD, medical doctor. from the National Solutions Foundation, and there's a website, healthfreedomusa.org. So if you're interested in that, hey, I think you should be if you're not. You don't have to be in the vitamin supplement business to be interested in this. Personally, I cannot fathom the thought. I think it's so ridiculous and so oppressive that it's just a joke to even be talking about it, because I can't imagine that the government could do that, or that the people, even the passive people who are not particularly active at all politically when it comes to anything. If something like this were to become law, where you needed a prescription to go to your massage therapist or something like that, from some medical doctor, I think that there would be lynchings of our elected officials. That's what I think. So I don't think there is a snowball's chance in hell of this thing passing. And I frankly, of course, if it did, no one would be more upset than I. But it's just so far out there and so ridiculous that I can't fathom. It would be like the Wells Ordinance that was proposed in Santa Cruz some years ago. They were talking about metering people's private wells in the county. And I never saw so many people, so many angry people, and it was a lynch mob-minded crowd that showed up at the Board of Supervisors chambers on the fourth or fifth floor of the county building at Santa Cruz. I have never seen so many angry people, and I have never seen supervisors who were really scared, as they should have been. And, of course, it was tabled. And that was a good, I don't know, 8 or 10 years ago. Yeah, it rears its ugly head now and then. The government will always try to do things if the people will let it do oppressive things. But I just can't see that this thing can possibly happen about this guidance thing from the FDA. I think it'd be a real interesting topic to discuss. 479-1080 or 475-2967. By the way, you can email me during the program, mz@ksco.com. That email remains active even not during the program. So you can, if you feel like sending me an email, go ahead and use that email at any time, and I'm pretty good about answering emails. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don and Soquel, welcome to the Saturday Special with MZ. You're on, and Dave, you're on.
Hi, Michael. This is Don.
Hey.
From Soquel, and I was just going to bring up what you already brought up about the new supplements. The only thing that kind of bothers me is I was listening to Bernie this morning. He said they actually went and looked and...
He said and what? What did he say?
Bernie said that they went and looked at Randy Cool's who made contributions to him. And they went and challenged him because he was taking a lot of money from big pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder if...
Who's Randy Cool's?
He is a House of Representative member from New York.
Okay. Is he the main person behind this?
No. He was one they converted over who was in favor of not going for H.R. 4282, the Health Freedom Protection Act.
Mm-hmm.
And he said what we need to do is we need to look into Sam Farr's and Anna Eshoo's, where they're getting their money. If they're getting big money from pharmaceuticals, then we need to go ahead and challenge them on it about this, because... Even though you don't think it's going to happen, they scare me. They really do, because they have the power.
And maybe it's irresponsible for me to say that on the radio, but it's so unbelievable. I mean, so unfathomable.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, don't you agree with me that if it did happen, there would be riots in the streets, and there would be politicos losing their lives? I mean, I seriously believe that.
Well,
if they were to do something so draconian as that,
yeah,
and deprive so many people of basic freedom, I mean, they're not going to do that. They fear for their lives. Sorry.
Well, I would hope so, but it's going to affect so many people. There's small business people, even people that do facial. It'll go down that far because of the essential oils and the things they use for facials, and massage therapists use the oil for massage. that will be considered a medicine.
Yeah. I want to put it out here. I'm interested in what the audience thinks. You don't have to go into a big, long diatribe with us or anything. But no. I'd like you to call 479-1080. Just let us know if you think that I'm right, that this thing is so ridiculous that there's no way in the world that it could pass. 479-1080. Or if you, or Don in Soquel, who's our current caller, seems to think that it could pass, right?
Well, I'm a little leery, because if it wasn't for Jonathan Emord, who is stopping him?
That's a good point, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Don, thanks for your call on the Saturday special.
All right,
479-1080, give us a call. Hey, Billy Sunshine, you're on.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Of course, it's appropriate for you to talk about this. You more than most, but anyone has the right to talk about everything, except, of course, when you start to say things like they should fear for their lives. That's going over the line.
No, if they should fear for their lives if they do that. So you think I went over the line? I guess I went over the line again.
Yeah, well, I mean, that sort of suggests that. To some people, they hear that as instructions. You know what I mean? They go, I'm going to get, you know.
No, I'm just making a prediction.
I know that.
I'm just making a prediction. I'm not telling people to go out and kill their congressman.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm making a prediction.
Let's be clear about that. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And anybody who would pursue their political goals in that matter, we condemn. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. Boy. In your business, in the health nutraceuticals business, the problem that I see, of course, is regulation, control, making sure that it's done honestly, correctly, and that we're getting what we through. The business is might be self-policing. We know it's not policed by anybody else. What do you do, Michael, as a guy in the business, to make sure that the other guy who's selling something is telling the truth, that what he says is in the pill is in the pill, that the, you know, for example, there's a machine that chiropractic has been making claims for that just turns out not to be true, and people are being, you know, picked up for that now.
Well, how can anybody make sure that that things are as they say, no matter what? Because, you know, if there's an inspection, if there's like an FDA inspection or something to make sure that the composition of a pill is indeed as stated on the label.
Well, it is important, isn't it?
Of course it is important. Okay. Of course it's important. I'm not saying it's not.
Go ahead.
You know, there's no way to police that. There's no way to police that anyhow.
I don't accept that. I can't accept that as a reasonable answer
to a
problem. Well, first of all, let me ask you this. Do you believe that everybody in the business is honest and is putting
in... I don't believe that anybody in any business, that everybody in any business is honest.
Good point. That being the case, when it matters whether or not you're getting what you think you're getting, there must be some way to try to, 100% of the time, but in general, for the people taking the stuff and for the people in the business, to know that somebody's going to be checking at some point.
People, they do check. I mean, the FDA checks things right now, but they don't. What they're talking about doing is making nutraceuticals and other alternative health practices, not just products, but practices.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
Subject to the same rules that the pharmaceutical companies are.
I understand that,
and that's ridiculous.
I agree. First of all, I actually agree with you. So that's not the point of my challenge. The point of my challenge is to back these guys off. It would be to take on some of the things that they think they're accomplishing for the industry itself, to self-police to the extent that you could back these people off, that you could make the argument to the public that these things are being checked and they're safe and you can believe what people in this industry say. You see what I mean?
It's like any other regulation. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of corruption everywhere.
That's not an answer. In other words, what you're saying is, I'm throwing up my hands.
No,
I'm not going to be part
of
it.
What are you saying? I guess I'm really dense today, Bill. I don't understand what you're saying. Are you saying that you agree with me that it would be ridiculous?
Yes.
For all alternative services and products
to
be regulated as drugs are in this country.
You bet I do.
But then you're saying what should be done, if anything, to let people feel confident that what they're reading on the label is really there?
Exactly. You do under. You're not dense. That's what I said. You got it. What should be done?
More than is being done right now? I mean...
Yes, more than is being done right now, and less than what those
I'll ask you the same question.
Ask me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, sure.
What else should be done other than what's being done right now? Anything more than is doing right now,
yes.
Then you are indeed calling for more regulation.
Yes, I'm calling for more regulations, but not the one that you just cited. I agree with you. That's too much.
Oh.
So, in other words...
Well, how much more regulation? Be specific, because you've thought this out a lot more than I have, obviously.
Let's hope not. you know, here's the thing. If I'm in the business, and this kind of thing is threatening me, I want to, beat them back. So what I do is I get together with other people in the business, and we throw a little money in, and we say, we're going to have a board. We're going to set up a little lab, and we're going to have a communications board, and we're going to find, good and bad... who's doing what they say they're doing, number one. And we're just going to be randomly checking everybody in the business. Anybody who wants can bring something to us, and we'll check if you suspect. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Billy, what you're doing is you're suggesting more government.
Not more government. You are dense. You're right. You are not. You are dense today.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything about government. I said you and your friends in the business. Get together and have your own independent panel that's constantly checking this stuff and communicating to the public. Where is government involved in that?
Who's going to have time to do that?
People like you who want to stay in the business and don't want to be shut out by a horrible law. But if you stay asleep and aren't willing to do anything, then you deserve what happens to you.
Well, what we're doing, I guess, is what we're doing right now, talking about it publicly and letting people know that if this is important to you, you'll let your congressman know that you better not do this.
That's
what I think is much more effective than sitting around and being a self-policing board that doesn't have any teeth anyhow. Let me read this thing. This is an email. Dear media friend, a congressional hearing is scheduled for next week, April 25th, on legislation proposed by Senator Ted Kennedy that would give the FDA the same power to regulate tobacco as it does OxyContin, codeine, Valium, and other controlled drugs. That could mean that if someone wanted to smoke a cancerette, he or she would... cigarette is what it says here. He or she would need a prescription from their doctor. With millions of smokers in America, this could easily overwhelm physicians. Among the groups opposed to this legislation is the Citizen Outreach Project, which argues that the FDA is severely overburdened, and asking them to take on a huge new task like regulating tobacco will compromise its ability to approve life-saving drugs, which can help people. Please let me know if you would like to interview Citizen Outreach President Charles Muth about this legislation. Okay.
Are you sure? Why not? That would be an interesting interview.
Yeah, that would be okay. So this discussion sort of made me think of this particular email here. And all right, I guess I am dense because I didn't understand what you were saying about or what you were suggesting. I think people should do their business without having to spend a bunch of time self. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, because that can't be the answer, MZ. That's the whole point. It's the fact of life is that there's too many charlatans, and the stuff that you put in your body, it's too important. You need to really know what's going on so that it's not okay for you to just sort of like let each one, decide, because it won't. It will be decided for you if you don't come up with something that makes us more comfortable. Meet those people halfway. In other
us
words.
Who?
The public.
Oh.
You know, in other words,
okay.
Be able to give us some real comfort that we're getting what we think we're getting and that what you say about what it does is somewhat true, then if you're not willing to step in and help to make that happen, it will happen to you.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
You bet.
Take care. There goes Billy himself. Open lines at 479-1080. 479-1080, open fax at 475-2967, open email at mz@ksco.com. And, hey, Dave, do we have some commercials that we should play now?
We do.
Let's do it.
Welcome to California's great Central Coast. We have Big Sur, Carmel by the Sea, Gizditch Ranch, Elkhorn Slough, the Beach and Boardwalk, Roaring Camp Railroad, spectacular sunsets, and so much more. Now you and your family can see them all with one unforgettable magic carpet ride from Specialized Helicopters. Listen.
Here we go.
There it is. Great. Strawberry fields forever.
Yes, how different it looks from up here.
How big was that great white?
About 18 feet.
Whoa. Not quite believably tropical looking down there.
Isn't it gorgeous?
When you're flying on a magic carpet, it's easy to see it all and to have the time of your life doing it. Hello, I'm Chris Gilardi of Specialized Helicopters at the Watsonville Airport. Treat your family and friends to an unforgettable helicopter tour of the Central Coast for less than the cost of ski lift tickets. Reserve your flight now. Call Specialized Helicopters at 706-HELI. That's 706-4354 or specializedheli.com.
I have a job to be done. May not seem like a big job to some, but I built this business from the ground up. It's a big deal to me. That's why I went with Granite Construction for my parking lot, retaining walls, and site development. They delivered value and got the work done on time and on budget. That's covering my bottom line.
We have a job to be done. This is our home, and we wanted quality workmanship. We're talking curb appeal. It has to be beautiful. Professional and friendly expertise was what we got from Granite Construction. They've got the people and resources, and they got our job done right away.
This big project at work is important and a big reflection on me. I can't lay awake at night wondering how this job will go, so I called Granite Construction. Granite's people are backed by a culture of workmanship, safety, and quality that I just trust. And they have their own local sources for materials. Take no chances. Go with the best. That's my motto. That's project peace of mind. Call 1-800-GRANITE. What can Granite build for you?
Hi, you guys. It's me again. Now, I know you're all familiar with Dr. Wallach's great longevity supplements. But have you ever thought of all the great gift ideas that you can get from reading the longevity catalog? Of course, the gift of good health with a Pig Pack or Pig Pack Plus is priceless. But there are so many other ideas. Wonderful, indulgent skincare products and packages better than anything you find in the stores. Essential oils for aromatherapy, relaxing bath salts, pet products, products for the home, even soil conditioner for your favorite gardener. It's one-stop shopping for everyone on your list. I'm telling you, you really got to check out this catalog. Call me, Sophie Winnick, at 335-3216. 335-3216. I'll get you set up. Or email me at tastyvitamins@yahoo.com. You can even go to vitamingoddess.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, did you hear there's a new show on the radio? That's right, and it's for dogs, cats, and all kinds of other critters. It's Dr. Pete's Pet Puri, where listeners call in and talk to the vet. You can get answers to any of your questions about furry or feathered friends. Health, behavior, nutrition. Get that second opinion for, or just call to talk about why your pet is so important to you. Join me, Dr. Pete Kiesling, Wednesday evenings at 6, right here on 1080 KSCO.
Okay, we are back on the Saturday special. And by the way, that program, which just premiered this last week, it is a very special program. I mean, it is incredible. You gotta listen to it. Dr. Pete is fantastic. He's very experienced. He's delightful to listen to. And, you do yourself a favor. He's probably going to put us all out of business. You make us all look bad here because he's such a good host. Okay, back to the phone lines, 479-1080. And our phone number, for our fax is 475-2967. But call us and let us know if you sent us a fax so that we'll know to go get it. Here's Walt in Aptos about macular degeneration?
Yes.
Hi.
You know anything about it?
Just that it's not good and it destroys your central vision, so you can't read anymore, and you can't, you know, you can still, you're not blind, but your central vision, you know, is essentially, I mean, certainly is affected.
I don't know how many friends you have it, but I'll tell you, it's surprising to me how many of my friends have it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you how much money you have. It doesn't help. There's nothing going to, if you got it, you got it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, all I wanted to say is now, I talked to Tom Honig about it after the program last week.
Uh-huh.
His business is probably more affected by people with macular degeneration than any, because he loses a lot of his customers through macular. I used to be one of the most active letter to the editor writers with the Sentinel, and not only the Sentinel, but also with the Mercury News years ago. And I can't do a thing anymore. I lost my driver's license. It's devastating.
Walt, I know that there are, I've heard that there are some cutting edge new treatments for macular degeneration involving injection of, there's Visudyne, I think is the name of I'm not sure I'm getting the name right. There are some other treatments that actually, I believe, involve direct injection of some sort of fluid into the eye. Have you heard about that?
Well, I see Dr. Crowder Monday. He's my ophthalmologist.
Uh-huh. Well, ask him. I know that there are brand new, cutting edge, very, very promising treatments for macular degeneration. Now, I don't think anything can be reversed. Pardon me, but I believe it can certainly be stemmed, you know, or stalled.
Well, I hope so, but like I say, age has no effect on it.
Yeah.
But, of course, I'm 90, and I've lost it, and I, like I say, but the fact that I lost the ability to write to the newspaper is one of the things that really happened. I talked to Tom about it after the program last week.
Uh-huh.
And his people are affected by it. There's a lot of things I could talk about with macular, but I'd like to have a few people call in. And I'm sitting in front of a device to read the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this thing cost, but it was given to me.
A Kurzweil reading machine, maybe?
If I could see the name on it, it's just a big, massive reader, magnifier.
Yeah.
And it's the thing.
It scans the print, probably, and then has a computer synthesized voice.
It's just a big magnifier.
Oh.
It takes a little bitty print in a newspaper, blows it up to an inch.
I see.
It's one of the best things I've found yet.
Great.
But all I'm saying is that I wish if people who might learn something today, people with macular call in and discuss this thing. See if they've found something through their doctor. I'll find something from Dr. Crowder when I go see him Monday.
Okay.
What's going on?
Well,
we'll get a little action with this thing, okay?
Absolutely. We wish you the best. If anybody has any information on macular degeneration, call us. You can, phone number is 479-1080, and that's what the KSCO is all about, is passing out information to people that could help them.
Well, I used to be a triathlon activist with the Sentinel.
Mm-hmm.
When they had their triathlon.
Yeah.
And my runner, I got it. My runner just got it within the last six to 8 months. He found out he has it.
Wow.
So, like I say, it's touching a lot of us.
Okay.
So maybe we can get some action on this and hear what other people have to say about macular
tissue. And Dan in Santa Cruz is calling in.
It's the worst damn thing you can have happen to you, believe me.
I understand. Thanks for your call. Okay, Manuel in Salinas, you're on the KSCO Saturday Special with MZ and Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
I got a medical situation with my lower back, and I was looking for drug medicines here a while back to help me out, and as far as killing the pain and whatnot because of the sciatic pinch.
Oh wow!
And it's like a cold ache down the leg, you know. And I needed to. I tried a couple of drugs, Vicodin and whatnot, and it didn't seem to really cut the pain, you know. And I ended up having to go to an acupuncturist. At first, I thought, I've never been to one, heard about it type thing. Is that the type of control or stuff that they're talking about?
Sure.
FDA?
I believe they're talking about controlling anything alternative health related, whether it's products or services. And that just that's my reaction too. It's so ridiculous. It's crazy. I don't think it's going to happen, but I guess no one would have predicted that the Holocaust would have happened either, and it did.
Yeah, what happened to the dog food? I mean, the pet food thing, I mean, I thought, FDA was supposed to help in monitoring materials coming from that. particularly because, you know, a lot of it was like premium dog food that they were saying, wasn't it?
Right.
You know, and here they're going to stop me from being able to see my acupuncturist without, I mean, I'm paying out of pocket, really, to tell you the truth, because I was seeing a chiropractor before, because of the injury, he wouldn't touch me, you know. He said, you got to go see an orthopedic, you know. Mm-hmm. And the orthopedic, of course, wanted to put me on all these drugs, which basically would have just made me disabled, you know, to where I couldn't function at all. And then I found this acupuncturist, and he's done wonders.
Yeah.
I'm up.
Lots of stories like that. Lots of stories like that. And more people are going into alternative medicine, and including medical doctors themselves and including the pharmaceutical companies that want it all. You know, what I don't know, what does a drug cost to manufacture? A little pill, you know, maybe 1/1000th of 1 cent, and they sell it for, in some cases, $50 or $100 per pill.
Exactly.
I mean, talk about obscene profits on the par with the oil company profits. I mean, it's awful. But greed begets more greed, which begets more greed, and so on. I mean, they're never happy. They want it all, and they might get it all, because the way our government works is through the lobbyists in Washington D.C. You know, whining and dining and buying and selling the legislators.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the way it works. So I don't know. They say that this is the freest country in the world. I don't know. Maybe they're not saying that anymore. I always thought it was, but it sure seems to me like the system is breaking down awfully fast because there's no such thing as integrity anywhere.
Right.
With anybody anymore. Now this is supposed to be a positive radio station. Why are we getting mired down in all this negativity? Jeez. Call us and be positive. Someone, 479-1080. Manuel, thanks for calling, okay?
Hey, thanks for hearing me.
Yeah, thanks for making your point about how alternative health has saved you when traditional medicine could not. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't get me wrong. We're always going to need medical doctors, and we're always going to need the pharmaceutical companies. We're always going to need hospitals. All I'm saying is that there are other ways. There's a place for everything. We've got an email from Bernie Owens. It says, Mike, Youngevity is a member of the National Nutritional Foods Association, NNFA, which was founded in 1936. They inspect our products. Now, I guess that's in response to my weak response to Billy Sunshine when he called earlier today. I guess I should have realized that there are professional organizations set up in just about every industry. And I guess that's what I should have answered. And if you can't do better than that, should the government be allowed, or should the government take over and start regulating everything? I don't think so. Dan in Santa Cruz, about macular degeneration. You're on the KSCO Saturday special. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I would suggest the man that called call Monday on KOMY and talk to Dr. Wallach. I had it starting in one eye, and I followed his regimen now for 3 months, and it is improving. My sight is returning to near normal.
Wow. Gee, I never heard that before. It could actually improve. I mean, I've heard of procedures and nutritional supplements actually stemming the progression. But I haven't heard of reversal.
If you get it started, if you catch it early,
uh-huh,
it will actually do it. It's much like, we call them liver spots. Those are age spots.
Yeah.
That's what it is on your eyeball. And those can be eliminated.
Wow. Dan, thanks for the info.
Sure.
Appreciate it. It's 10:59 and 55 seconds. Ray on a cell. Call back or wait for 5 minutes. This is KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey. Here's Fox News, 11 a.m.
Radio. I'm Rod Fritz. Investigators say they hope to be able to release new details about the Virginia Tech shootings next week. Right now, officials are seeking the records from the gunman's cell phone, his computer, to see if he told anyone about the shootings. Tom Ridge, former director of Homeland Security, will head up an investigation of what happened and what to do in the future.
This is a national crisis, and whatever lessons we've learned and whatever recommendations we make, we'll have an application on 4,000-plus campuses that have over 17, nearly 18 million students.
So could the massacre have been avoided?
My gut tells me that there were impediments all along the line, that the primary responsibility for this incident is now deceased, Cho himself.
Today, memorials held in Virginia and Georgia remembering the victims. Another security check underway at the Johnson Space Center in Houston after a contractor managed to smuggle a gun and take two hostages.
The suspect had written names and phone numbers on a chalkboard in the room where his body and the body of another hostage, which police believe he killed, was found. They did search his apartment. Police did not find anything there, but also in the room in Building 44 was a scribbled note, which they had a hard time reading. Police will not tell us what was on that note.
Fox's Carol McKinley in Houston. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid backpedaling after saying the war in Iraq is lost. The Nevada Democrat now changing his tune a bit.
For the second day on the Senate floor, Senator Reid attempted to walk back his original statement. No longer saying the war is lost, Reid instead insisted that only by changing course in Iraq can the U.S. succeed.
Fox's Brett Baer in Washington. Police in Iraq, meanwhile, say at least three people have died after a bombing on a bus went off in Sadr City. The U.S. military also says a U.S. soldier was killed today by a roadside bomb southwest of the Capitol. This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Place your hand on your heart. Measure the beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how long it takes to protect your child's life. 5 heartbeats. That's how long it takes to learn about the dangers of pesticides that could be found in your child's classroom. Asthma, lower IQ scores, and cancer have all been linked to prolonged exposure to these toxins. But if you knew there were toxin-free alternatives to pesticides, if you knew you had a voice regarding their use, if you knew you could take action that would make your child's classroom safe today, wouldn't you do something? In a heartbeat. Log on to earthshare.org today and find out how you can help. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
The search is on for any possible survivors of a small plane crash near Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The Piper Aztec, with 6 passengers on board, on its way to the Bahamas from Fort Lauderdale when it lost radar contact. Last night, a small plane crashed off the Florida Keys. That plane hit a wire that was tethered to a blimp. 3 people on board killed. Philippines under threat of a terrorist attack.
In an advisory to its citizens, the U.S. Embassy in the Philippines said the attack could take place anywhere on Mindanao, the country's main southern island. It asked Americans to carefully consider plans to visit the area, keep a low profile, and avoid going to public places. Australia also warned its citizens against traveling to Mindanao and the adjoining islands where Al-Qaeda-linked militants are operating. It said there was a very high threat of terrorist attacks, including kidnappings. Filipino troops are currently on the trail of one Abu Sayyaf faction, which 2 days ago beheaded 7 Christian workers. In the Asia Bureau, David Piper, Fox News Radio.
It's Earth Day tomorrow, a time many of us think about how to protect the environment.
It's a beautiful day. What can you do to help the planet? More than you think. First, switch to fluorescent light bulbs, which use about 65% less energy. Second, drive a fuel-efficient car to cut pollution and global warming. Third, eat organic to keep chemicals out of the soil and you. Earth Day founder Gaylord Nelson knew little changes do make a difference.
The wealth of the country is air, water, soil, forests, minerals, rivers, lakes, scenic beauty, wildlife habitat.
Finally, buy products with the Energy Star label to save energy on everything from air conditioners to computers. Ken Duffy, Fox News Radio.
A big night in Washington, the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner. This year's host, comedian and impressionist Rich Little. And among those in attendance, the latest reject from American Idol, Sanjaya. I'm Rod Fritz, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuned in to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. I'm Dave Michaels with your weather forecast for today, Saturday, April 21st, 2007. Today, you can expect cloudy conditions with showers developing in the afternoon. Highs should be around 62 degrees with winds southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, rain is likely with lows around 50 degrees. Winds should be south at 10 to 15 miles an hour. And tomorrow, rain is likely with highs around 60 degrees. Tomorrow night, more rain with lows around 45 degrees. Your Monterey Bay boaters forecast for today. West winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Wind waves 1 foot or less, and a northwest swell 5 to 9 feet at 13 seconds. There is a slight chance of rain is out there in the afternoon as well, so please be aware of that. Currently, the time now is 6 minutes after 11, time for hour number 2. The Saturday special with your host MZ right here on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.
So Dave, did Craig from Craigslist call?
No, not yet.
Okay, we don't know that he will for sure. I put out an email last week actually because I was hoping I just had an idea right during the 11 o'clock break. We read that. I'll reread it actually during this hour because it's pretty interesting having to do with censorship, you know, on Craigslist, which is, I mean, so many people just live and breathe and eat and sleep Craigslist. It's just become a phenomenon. And a real interesting thing happened to somebody here that I want to share with you. I got an email about it. So we'll do that again. Hopefully he will call. If he does call, please break in because I might not notice it on the computer. If he does call in today because I put out another call, he got the email last week, but it was 3 hours after the show concluded.
A little late.
So hopefully he'll get my email again that I sent this morning and we'll call during the show. He's done this before. He's a swell guy, and I can't wait to ask him a question about this. And I will share it with whether he calls or not. Let's start hour number 2 officially.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call.
It's an open mic program, no particular guest, no particular subject, although it has evolved into a discussion about the FDA and becoming more powerful and controlling more of our products and services.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
Lest we forget what kind of a station we are.
Good morning.
No. It was supposed to do the intelligent ID. It's supposed to do this.
AM 1080, the station for intelligent people only. Stupid people must tune to another station immediately.
Okay. All right. Yeah, the computer just does what it feels like doing. There's no way I can control it.
Wonderful music.
So I'm not even going to try.
On KSCO in Santa Cruz.
But what I can do is turn down the volume so that when it starts playing the next thing, you can't hear it, right? Okay. We have officially opened hour number 2. My name is MZ. It's your favorite radio station. You're listening to AM 1080 KSCO. And we invited Ray, who was on a cell phone at the end of last hour, to call back. She did. He did. No, she did. Hi, Ray. You're on the air. Hey, it's Ray from Rumor Mill. All right. RumorMillNews.com.
Thank you. I'm calling because I wanted to add some things to this FDA possible ban of our alternative vitamins, devices, et cetera, acupuncturists.
Do you believe that there is any chance of that happening?
Well, if we're going into a new world order, yeah, I do believe that, because they want to make us as ill as possible, because ill people, ones who only take pharmaceuticals and go to AMA-trained physicians, are ill all of the time.
It's yeah, they can't they can't they're not healthy enough to be politically active and fight
That's
things.
Correct.
Huh? Okay,
That's correct.
All right, I suppose that makes sense. You know,
the left and the right unite on health foods, all of the alternative devices. The conservatives and the liberals, we agree completely. This is one place where the people of the United States speak one voice. But I wanted to tell you that this insidious proposal goes beyond banning vitamins, supplements, alternative devices, electronic devices, things like this. It goes beyond that. It bans holy water. It bans the stones that certain shamans use. It bans the smudge that shamans use. It bans everything. I thought that I was being very smart because I got myself adopted into a clan of the Nez Perce, the Nemanja clan. I am now a medicine woman in the Nemanja clan, which gives me the rights to practice Native American medicine. Now, by the 1973 Native American Freedom of Religion Act, the Freedom of Religion Act does not see a difference between supplements and religion for the Native Americans. And so I thought that I was going to, you know, just in case the Codex Alimentarius does pass and we lose the rights to our vitamins, I would still have the right to my vitamins because I'm a Native American. Well, guess what? This new aspect of this law, this insidious thing that they are thinking about passing, will affect everything from holy water to candles to everything that can possibly make a human being feel better, probably including prayer. That's how insidious it is.
Probably including what?
Prayer.
P-R-A-Y-E-R.
Yes.
Ray,
so
look. It's so absurd. You can't get me excited. You can't get me excited, okay?
Michael,
it's so absurd.
Do you remember Cliff? So I'm sure you were part of us, Jeannie and Dr. Monteith, when we first started talking about Codex Alimentarius and how they were going to take all of the vitamins away from us, nobody believed us back then either. Did I lose you?
No, I'm here. And the vitamins have not been taken away from us. They're here. We sell a lot of them to this day.
I know, but the vitamins have been taken away in, as the last I heard, in Europe, you now have to have a prescription for vitamins. And it's Europe. It's the European Union that is behind this. They are setting the standard for this.
Okay, now, I guess I'll get concerned then.
Yeah, I think you need to get concerned. I don't know how far they will go in being able to ban this, sacramental water and feathers for the Indians, things like this. But it is something we need to be concerned about. I wrote an article on it on Rumor Mill, but quite frankly, you'd never be able to find it. So wait until tomorrow, and I'll have it on the front page of Rumor Mill. I'll put it up there.
Ray, would you send me an email, too, and remind me? I know you've got somewhere I have your phone number, but I'd like to talk to you.
Oh, no. I'll send you an email with the link in it, and then you can put the link directly to the articles that I have quoted.
Great.
One by a Catholic, I don't know exactly what his position in the Catholic Church is, but it is one that realizes the danger to all people who practice religion
right.
from these laws.
Right.
And if this is coming down from the EU, from the from people who want to install the New World Order, those people don't believe in religion. And so they want all of this gone.
Yeah,
they want our vitamins, our religions, everything gone.
Yeah. Anything that people respect and believe in, you know, is sort of off. Well, I guess they have their own beliefs, though, huh?
Oh, well, yeah, they do, but they don't want people to be empowered. And first of all, you have to be healthy to be empowered.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you've hit the bullseye here because what you say makes an awful lot of sense. If people are ill, then they can't possibly be empowered to do anything.
No, they can't.
Scary stuff. Okay.
The belief in God or the spirit or whatever that empowers many of us. And so they're trying to take that away also.
Right. Ray, thanks for your call. And check out rumormillnews.com. It's been around for many. It was one of the original web. You wouldn't call it a blog, but I guess.
No, it's a news site, and we've been around 10 years. We've got 150 reporters who are not censored. They're from all over the world. And in about 2 to 3 months, we're opening World Citizens News Network, where every citizen becomes a reporter.
Wow.
And everyone listening to this needs to check out World Citizens News Network. We're affiliated with NewsNet 7 in Scotland, which teaches people, he's a video instructor, he teaches people how to make their own videos and how to put them up on the web.
Great.
And offers free hosting space for it.
All right. Well, continued success to you, Ray.
Thank you.
You take care. That opens up a line at 479-1080. Give us a call, and you can be on the Saturday special. Here on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, Mike in Santa Cruz, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hi.
MZ, hi.
Hey.
I wanted to start out my call with wonderfulness and how wonderful KSCO is that we can have this kind of a program and talk about everything that is evil that tries to take away everything wonderful. And so, thanks.
Oh, good.
For
no, that's okay. Good.
Yeah, okay.
I like that.
Yeah. So you are really, really right about your concern for this food and nutrition thing. And it's so much more than the FDA or Congress or Big Pharma. It goes back to 1963 with the United Nations and the World Health Organization and the Food and Agricultural Organization. Anybody can go to the Codex Alimentarius website. And I'll spell that in a few minutes if everybody wants to get their pencil out. You can go to the World Health Organization website, that's WHO.int, and start reading up on this stuff. You're talking about how it seems so far out that this could never happen. And, you know, maybe you're right if enough people were to rise up, but they do want to shut you down and stop you from having programs like this. You know, what's really far out.
Do you think someone's going to try to shut us down and mm-hmm. so that they won't have KSCO to kick around anymore?
Yeah, they would like to shut
Who's
you
they?
Down.
Who's they?
These people that want
Which
to
people?
Voice, well, different government interests, different United Nations interests. The Big Pharma doesn't like us having this conversation
the
right
big,
now.
The Big Pharma?
Yeah.
What's the Big Pharma?
The pharmaceutical companies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't want to get too bogged down in just who they are. There are powers out there, and that topic has been on your broadcasts in the past. But you know what's far out is that it has come this far. It's actually in being considered in Congress. Look at what they've already done. Our government again. They fluoridated 2/3 of the nation's water supply.
Is that true? Is that
demonstrated? Yeah, 2/3, yeah, and they want more. They want all of it. The EPA gave us MTBE.
Yeah, that scares me. That does scare me, yeah.
How about MTBE?
Which yeah.
There was enough of an uprising that it's mostly been gotten rid of by now.
Yeah, but it kept California gas prices and will continue to keep California gas prices higher than anywhere else in the country.
But more than that, it poisoned us.
Yeah.
They've been putting mercury and other insidious things in our vaccines for decades.
So you think the MTBE thing was more than a money thing? It was more of a make us sick thing?
They knew absolutely what it would do to us. It went on and on. The evidence was out there, and they refused to take it out. And even when they finally conceded, it took another 3 years. They wanted to make sure they'd polluted us very thoroughly, in spite of any protest, before that was taken out. All the healthy people I know are people who don't take the flu vaccines. They're chemtrailing us.
Now, wait a minute.
What?
Now, wait a minute.
What?
Okay, listen, Mike. I consider myself fairly healthy.
Okay.
I have taken a flu shot for the last 20 years.
Okay.
And the last time I had the flu was 21 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a believer in that vaccine anyhow.
Yeah, well, if you do other things that help out your immune system, et cetera, and your general health, and I'm not saying everybody that takes those flu shots is really going to have a lot of trouble. But most of them do, and you can be an exception. That's fine.
And I do know of people very close to me who you know would not be caught dead taking another flu shot because it actually gave them the flu.
I haven't had a flu shot. I'm 57. I haven't had any kind of a flu vaccine or something since I don't know when, in my teens. And I get a little bit of some kind of a sickness about every 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for me. And I eat right and take care of my immune system. But this goes on and on. This government of ours foisted the 16th Amendment on us, for example. It was never ratified by the states, but ever since then, they have stocked us every year with the federal income tax, illegally.
Have you stood up to them?
Not in terms of not paying my taxes, but I would like to learn how to go about that. But I do stand
there's
up to them.
There's some political activist. Is it Scott Kennedy in Santa Cruz?
Yeah, that's something different. That's his own little war protest. People have been doing that for years. I did that for a while in the Vietnam era.
Oh.
But I do stand up to them in terms of coming on the radio and talking about it.
Right.
Not just your station, but others. It's a very real thing. I don't want to get too far off into that.
Yeah,
but
we do have quite a number of callers here that we need to move on to, Mike.
But I wanted to give that one website real quick, and I'll be off. The Codex Alimentarius. Get my website here. It's Codex Alimentarius. .net. And you can snoop around that website and you can see how they want to micromanage every last little aspect of any kind of a nutrient, food, the labeling, all kinds of standards for everything. I was making the point earlier in the week, I guess that was Thursday. They can't possibly micromanage our health the way they're going to. There is just simply no way.
The way they propose to.
And so there's something else afoot, which is to regulate us downwards.
Right.
So we're out of their way. All they want left is a servant class. For the global aristocracy. That's all they want, hanging around.
As nutty as that sounds to mainstream people, you're starting to get me to believe that, actually.
Yeah, well, you're taking a good hard look at this thing coming down.
Yeah.
That's the only logical conclusion of it all.
Mike, thanks for the call, okay? 479-1080 is phone number to call. Next caller will be Joe in Monterey, followed by Rich in Salinas, followed by Jeannie in Aptos. And whoever's being screened right now. Joe, you're on the air on KSCO.
Yeah, MZ. When you were talking about insidious.
Did I use that word today?
Either you did or...
I think a caller did, but yeah, it's definitely an appropriate word to be used today.
Would you have ever believed in your wildest imagination when you were a boy that they could declare KSCO a historical piece of property and they could limit any kind of options that you would have, plans and dreams for, you know, expanding it or doing whatever you wanted?
Well, first of all, when I was a kid, I never even thought about those kinds of things. But I know what you're saying. And by the time I was old enough to think about or care about those kinds of things, the answer is no, I would never have believed that. And by the way, we have asked, we have sent a letter to the Board of Supervisors and the planning department asking to be removed from the historical resource list that we were put on against our will. But the reason we were put on probably was because we weren't there to protest. Now I have protested officially. Wow, that's an awful lot of noise there. I'm going to put Joe on hold here. We have protested officially. And we received a notification that we are invited to appear at 9 a.m. on this coming Wednesday. And it's going to come up before the Board of Supervisors. And I intend to be there. I'm going to try to be there. And obviously, if I'm not, there will be representatives of our family that will be there to let the supervisors know in no uncertain terms that this property owner is... wants to politely decline the honor and recommend that the Board of Supervisors not put the property of any property owner on such a list if that property owner does not want to be included on such list. That's going to be my message to the supervisors. And that message will be delivered. And if any of you feel as strongly as I do about that, I wish you would attend. I really wish you. I know that it's you know, it's in the middle of a business day or the beginning of a business day at 9 a.m. this coming Wednesday on the fifth floor of the board of the county government center. But we could use your support, ladies and gentlemen, because if they go ahead and nationalize KSCO, we might just throw in the towel and say, to hell with it. Just say, forget it. You know, it's not worth it. It's not worth it to just keep fighting and fighting and fighting. And that might be what Joe was talking about the way to make us go away. You know, a voice for reason and sanity in the sea of Santa Cruz insanity and liberalism. So anyhow, that's what's supposed to happen this Wednesday, and I hope maybe no one will show up, or if anybody cares, or maybe you know people who are listening, there might be a few thousand people listening to this broadcast who care, but not enough to show up and help us out. But anyhow, that would be very very helpful. Joe, want to finish up here?
What time is that meeting?
9 a.m. in the supervisor's chambers. At on the I think it's the fifth floor. It's either the fourth or the fifth floor of the government center at 7 Ocean, you know, Ocean Street. The big, you know, looks like the building, the basement built six stories up. So anyhow, Joe, thanks for your call.
The message is for those of us who can go to go.
Yeah.
For those who cannot go to pray.
Or send a letter. Or send a letter or an email to the supervisor saying not only for KSCO but for any property owner that does not want to have his or her property designated as historical, which means that they don't own it anymore. Instead of not being able to do very much with it, you can't do anything with it.
Cecil B. DeMille said it best. It's the age-old battle. Are men the property of the state, or are they free souls under God?
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Joe. Appreciate your call. Rich and Salinas, you're next on the KSCO special.
Yeah, hi, MZ. How you doing?
Okay.
Good program today. A couple things. The first thing I wanted to mention was I talked to pharmacist Ben a number of months ago about my eye situation. I'm dealing with cataracts and Fuchs disease and a number of things. And within 8 days, my eyes started to clear up. I was able to see things sharp and clear, and the colors were bright. It was absolutely amazing. So the products do work. I don't know if it works for every eye thing, but it certainly works.
Well, wait a minute. It says on the screen here, this is regarding macular degeneration. I didn't hear you say that in this call.
No, I don't even. I probably have that, too. I'm a veteran. I go to the VA hospital up in Palo Alto. And so they gave me a list of things. And one of the, if you read all of it, macular is in there. So I probably have that, too. But my main problem is Fuchs disease, and they want to do 2 cornea transplants, which means pull off my cornea and put another human's cornea in there. I don't want to do that if I can rectify it some other way.
Right.
So I'm very happy with the products, and I highly recommend them. So if they're taking our vitamins away, they're taking my sight away.
Yeah.
I don't go for that.
Okay, Rich. Great.
By the way, they did. I have a couple other things. They did ban alcohol at one point, didn't they?
Yes, prohibition, yeah.
Yeah, and they also take property away nowadays.
They're doing it. They're doing it to us. And by the way, Richard in Watsonville called and said, are you sure that the city council meets? It's not the city council, Richard. Supervisor. It's the county board of supervisors, because the KSCO studio real estate property on Portola Drive is not located in the city of Santa Cruz. It's located in the county or the unincorporated area of Santa Cruz. So it's a county jurisdiction as far as land use is concerned. Although, you know, because we're a federally licensed facility, you know, with our FCC radio broadcast license, which is has been invaluable to the community during periods of disasters, floods and earthquakes and the like. I'm not sure that they even have the jurisdiction and authority that they might think they have. That's another thought that just popped into my brain. Anyhow, it is 9 a.m. this coming Wednesday at the Santa Cruz County Supervisors Chambers. That's when we've been asked to appear. Now, and we will. I don't know whether that means it's going to happen right at 9 o'clock or we're going to have to sit there for an hour or two or whatever. I just don't know. But it's interesting. If you've never been to a supervisors meeting and you have a little time, it's pretty fascinating to see how the government runs here. So, you know, it'd be an interesting thing if you have the time. And certainly we could use the support.
So, Dean, I got one other thing, if I could.
Yeah, Rich, sure.
I mentioned to you a number of months ago on one of your programs about Terry Anderson and his program out of Los Angeles on illegal immigration. You're aware, I assume, they're having the big telethon, radiothon this weekend starting Sunday.
Actually, I'm not, but you're informing us now, so
yeah,
continue.
It's in Washington, D.C. There's 40 talk show hosts up there. They're all broadcasting from Washington, D.C. throughout the week, called Hold Their Feet to the Fire. And the first program that comes on is Terry Anderson. I get him out of KDON out of Los Angeles, or out of Las Vegas. And he's got a one-hour program from 9 o'clock Sunday night till 10 o'clock Sunday night. And he's kicking it all off, and then there's through the whole week. And they're pushing.
Is he carried on multiple stations?
Yeah, he's out of Los Angeles originally, out of Los Angeles, and they carry him on a Phoenix station and KDON out of Las Vegas.
Right.
I don't know if there's some others or not, too. But he's got a website, Terry Anderson, the TerryAndersonShow.com, so you can get a hold of him that way, too, on the Internet if you wanted to.
Right. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much. Let's see. We have a new commentary from Kay, right, Dave, that I forgot about, and I should have remembered. We generally do this at the top of the hour. I don't have that here. Do you have that?
I do have it.
Okay, good. So why don't you play it right now, and we will come back the following as well. It'll tell you.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Putting it as bluntly as radio will allow, I believe the newly elected Liberal Congress is trying its best to emasculate President Bush and the American presidency. The same foolish mentality which believes that gun control will make our nation safer while criminals will always obtain guns is the same mentality that believes that we must tell the enemy in Iraq and Iran that we will stop fighting on a certain date. These thinkers are not capable of being leaders. True, President Bush and the present administration have made mistakes in Iraq. Besides faulty intelligence, too skimpy, too late, not enough troops, because politics gets in the way of lawmakers not wanting the draft, because their re-elections are more important than defending our country adequately. This new liberal Congress is making matters worse, not better. So long as we are divided, not together as a country, we will remain weak and the enemy will win. This is a contribution request. Dear friends and relatives, we have the distinguished honor of being on the committee to raise $5 million for a monument to Bill Clinton. We originally wanted to put him on Mount Rushmore until we discovered there was not enough room for two more faces. We then decided to erect a statue of Bill Clinton in the Washington, D.C. Hall of Fame. We're having a bit of difficulty as to where the statue should be placed. It's not proper to place it beside the statue of George Washington, who never told a lie, or beside Jesse Jackson, who never told the truth, since Bill Clinton could never tell the difference. We finally decided to place it beside Christopher Columbus, the greatest Democrat of them all. He left not knowing where he was going, and when he got there, he didn't know where he was. He returned not knowing where he had been, and did it all on someone else's money. If you are one of the fortunate people who have anything left after taxes, we expect a generous contribution to this worthwhile project. Thank you, Bill Clinton Monument Committee. P.S. The committee has raised $1.35 so far. P.P.S. And another thing, let me get this straight. Bill Clinton is getting $12 million for his memoirs. His wife Hillary got $8 million for hers. That's $20 million for memories from two people who for 8 years repeatedly testified under oath that they couldn't remember anything. Thanks, Marcia, for KSCO and KOMY. This is Case Whirling.
What an evil laugh. Not evil laugh. I mean, that sounded like an evil laugh. That's great, Ma. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Anyhow, that takes the cake, that particular one. All right. You're listening to your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. MZ and Dave with you on this open mic edition of the Saturday special. I want to talk about Craigslist. I really do. But there are some people on the phone who've been waiting, so we'll take their phone calls before we do that. And we do have some commercials and 30 or 25 more minutes remaining. Okay, Jeannie and Aptos, you're on.
Yes, good morning.
Hey.
That was real good that Kay mentioned regarding Hillary and Bill. They have a lot of baggage in Central America. I wasn't going to talk about that, though. But
you know about that because you visited Central America yourself, huh?
Oh, yeah. Boy, they're really dedicated communists, Bill and Hillary.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I have a statistic which is very important regarding the vaccination, and it's by a very renowned scientist, Dr. Futenberg. And he has credited this information, and it's credible, that if you're over 60 and if you take 3 flu shots in a 5-year period, in 10 years, your chances of getting Alzheimer's is 1,000% greater. Isn't that amazing? And that is why so many senior citizens are getting Alzheimer's. It's the mercury in the flu shots. One other interesting item in the Iraq appropriation bill, on the very bottom of the bill, it says non-Iraq bills. And the government is going to give $1 billion to buy vaccines for the coming pandemic flu. So what do they know that we don't know, Michael?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know. But you might.
Don't take the flu shot.
Yeah.
There's a great book by Tom Clancy called Rainbow Six. And there's a lot of truth in there, what's really happening with the vaccines and how they're giving vaccines to the citizens of the United States to depress the immune system. I do believe in chemtrails, too, but that's a whole different subject, Michael. Thanks for your show. It's great.
Okay, appreciate your kind words. Jeannie in Aptos. Here's Margaret in Santa Cruz. And by the way, we have lines open at 479-1080. Call them! How often do you get to talk to me? Go ahead, Margaret.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I'm calling about support of the Skyview Drive-In. I'm saying to everyone, please go to the Skyview Drive-In for a movie. You know, make it your first choice. I mean, you know, what is better than, you know, parking your comfortable car? You can bring your own food, but why would you want to when the drive-in has, you know, really super reasonable prices and a great selection in their fantastic concession? And, you know, you can...
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have something to do with this concession?
No.
Listen, I don't mean to be negative, but you know...
The best thing about the
drive-in is the flea market, and where you have, you know, those concessions are okay. But I don't remember the drive-in concession, you know, food to be anything but greasy and overly priced.
No, it's just great movie food, I'm telling you. When you go, you will never find a $5 bag of popcorn at the Skyview drive-in.
Oh.
Come on, no, they don't like, you know, kill you, hose you for a bag of popcorn, and it's hot and it's good and it's really nice, and you know you can regulate the volume, you can talk during the movie with, you know, your friend, or you can have a fight, or you can make out. I mean, you could smoke, you could have a shooter. I mean, you can bring your dog, bring your kids. The only thing you got to do is clean your windshield. You know, really good.
Right.
I mean, I even put my sunshades on the side windows. I support the Skyview Drive-In. I mean, Sutter, you know, they can move to Watsonville or something. But we need to pack the Skyview drive-in movie theater like never before.
Okay, starting when?
Tonight.
Okay.
Tonight.
What time?
Well, since
Where are you going to be? Where are you going to be, Margaret? And what do you look like? So describe yourself so people can follow you.
No. I'll tell you what, though. You know, you could see two movies for the price of one at the Skyview Drive-In. It's so fun. I mean, if anything, go to the Skyview Drive-In, give the guy $50, buy a bunch of tickets, and just give them to people as a gift.
Okay.
This is nostalgia going down the creek. You know, we've got to hang on to the Skyview Drive-In. And those guys at the Skyview Drive-In, they are the nicest people. We've got to support them.
AMZ, I agree with her.
I do too, but why doesn't someone say that about us? We could go away at any minute.
This isn't about you.
I know, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You're not a drive-in. You're nothing even close to it. The movie theaters in Santa Cruz, you know, they're not even all that packed either. I don't know, you know, what's going on. But the beaches, they're empty. Is Skyview Drive-In? I mean, I think Skyview Drive-In is such a delicious movie date. I just dig it a lot. I have I'll tell a guy friend of mine, you know, meet me at the Skyview Drive-In. You bring your car, I'll bring my car. And, you know, I got my car packed, he's got his car packed. You know, we go from car to car, whatever. I don't know. It's just fun. We meet little families and children, and it's really romantic. It's a blast.
Okay, Margaret, thank you for bringing this up.
Check it out.
Okay, will do. There goes Margaret in Santa Cruz. It's 11:41 on your favorite radio station, at your favorite radio station, and in your favorite radio station. AM 1080 KSCO, it's a Saturday special, open mic with MZ and DM, that stands for Dave Michaels. And you want to give us a call, you can sort of drive the subject. We have been talking about, I'm going to talk about Craigslist here. Ellie Kramer sent an email last week. And I didn't get a chance to read it, but I'm going to read it now. Michael, just a note to show why Craigslist is going to be the death to newspaper advertising. In the last 3 months, I sold my Harley Davidson, my Cadillac Alante, my ultralight airplane, and bought a Russian sidecar motorcycle and a classic VW convertible, all on Craigslist. It didn't cost me a cent, and I could run ads with four pictures and renew them back to back till I got a sale. Newspapers cannot possibly compete with this resource. Long live Craigslist. Ellie Kramer. Okay, so for those of you who are not familiar with Craigslist, that email was very appropriate because it sort of put it into focus in just a very few words. Now, among the many services of Craigslist.com or Craigslist.org are personals, you know, so people can post dates, you know, men seeking women, women seeking women, women seeking men, casual encounters, whatever. I got an email from I hope Craig will call because I sent Craig a request to please, Craig, if you get this before 12 noon today, Saturday, this is last Saturday, please call into my radio show at 831-479-1080. Well, He replied at 1:25 p.m. So he says, sorry, just got this, just finished a social entrepreneurship thing at NYU. Can you tell me what it was all about? Thanks, Craig. If you see this, I'm on the road. Sorry for excessive brevity and or typing irregularities. See, isn't that sweet? Anyhow, so I answered Craig, and it says, yes, a frustrated Craigslist user contacted me with a story about how he had posted an ad in Men Seeking Women personals. The ad sought replies from conservative as opposed to liberal women, but was flagged and removed within 30 minutes. The ad contained no profanity, but apparently offended enough people that it was not acceptable for continued publication on Craigslist. Puzzled and incredulous, the guy reworded the ad to make it softer and reposted it. This time it was removed within 10 minutes. He reworded and reposted yet another time. Same results. So I figured it would be best to go straight to the horse's mouth to talk about this interesting situation. Since we didn't get it resolved last week, we would love to revisit the subject today and would again welcome your call anytime between 10 a.m. and 12 noon today. Earlier the better, but anytime you can call would be great. Again, the call-in number is 831-479-1080. Does anybody want to hear the ad that was posted and rejected here? Does anybody want to hear the ad? If no one wants to, we want to get some phone calls to find out if people want to hear the ad. If people don't want to hear the ad, we won't take up any more time on this subject today. But John and Salinas wants to talk about the Skyview Drive-In, so do it, John.
Hello, Mr. Swirling.
Oh, hi, it's that John.
Yes, indeed. Let me make it perfectly clear to the people. Margaret was somewhat incorrect. Actually, the battle for Skyview and the battle for KSEO are one and the same. It's all about the freedom of the people. The people must be allowed to exercise their freedoms free of unnecessary and unduly intrusive government harassment. That is why all of these battles are important, and that is why we must support all. United, we can do a myriad of things. Divided, we are doomed to failure. That is why we need everyone to go tonight to the theater and then on Wednesday at the supervisors' meeting. And perhaps you can look it up on your computer.
Find out exactly. That's probably really good advice. Thank you, John. And I'm really happy that you did not die on November 22nd, 1963.
It will not be accomplished in the first 100 days, nor 1,000, nor even in our own lifetime, but yeah. Let us begin.
And I'm happy that you surfaced here, right here on most people's favorite radio station.
The torch of freedom still burns brightly in the hearts of the brave and the free.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, John. We're going to have you on. Would you consent to being a guest on the Saturday special where people could call and talk to you?
If I may serve the people, it would be my honor and privilege.
Okay, thanks very much. I appreciate it. Do we know how to get in touch with you? We'll put you on hold. We'll put you on hold and Dave can get that information. Okay, well, two votes to play the ad. Well, it's not going to play the ad. I'd read the ad, okay? This very frustrated guy posted this ad on Craigslist, and it was removed. And the guy can't understand why it was removed. Anyhow, it was posted on Men Seeking Women, you know, section of the personals on Craigslist. Conservative guy sick of only seeing Craigslist ads from liberal women. Okay, that's what the headline says. Here's the body of the ad. Maybe I'm dreaming, but aren't there any women who read Craigslist who are normal? Are they all liberal? What's mine is mine and what's yours is mine and screwed up? Are they all humorless, unfulfilled, and oozing with hang-ups? Do they all have no tolerance for ads like this and flag them for removal from Craigslist? Calling all normal women, if there are any. Let's laugh, hike, eat, watch flicks, listen to good music, travel, explore, have fun, talk politics and technology, hang out, become friends, and maybe more. No drugs, smokers, alcoholics, fanatics, only positive upper type women without money or personal problems, please. Location. Bay Area or Santa Cruz. Now, who could be offended by that ad? If I read this ad, I wasn't offended by this ad. Is anybody out there offended by the ad? Well, apparently, enough people who read Craigslist were offended so that they flagged it for removal. And I don't know what the procedures are with Craigslist. Whatever the procedures are, they are. I mean, that's a private, wonderful. You know, they could make their own rules, and that's fine. I mean, they do a great service to the public. But I'm very curious, and I hope that Craig will call in the next 11 minutes. But he probably didn't get this email in time either. He's a real busy guy. Anyhow, I'd be fascinated to know what any of you out there think of that ad, which apparently was rewritten and reposted. Written and posted and reposted a total of 3 times, and within a half hour of each posting, it was removed from Craigslist. And, oh, by the way, I should read, because they included this in the email. This guy sent a copy saying, "Your posting has been flagged down by Craigslist users. Approximately 98% of the postings removed by flagging are in violation of Craigslist posting guidelines. Please make sure you are abiding by all site rules, including our terms of use." And then it gives a little link to find out what the terms of use are. "If you need help finding out why your posting was flagged, try asking other Craigslist users in our flag help forum." And then it gives a link for that. "Include the posting title, body category, city, how often posted, any images, HTML markup, etc. If your posting was wrongly flagged down," 2% of flagged ads are, "please accept our apologies and feel free to repost. Sorry for the hassle and thanks for your understanding." Okay. So I read the ad. I just read it on the air, and then nobody's calling. So it's like nobody's either nobody's listening or people don't give a damn one way or another about whether this ad is offensive and should have been flagged and pulled off of Craigslist. Give us a call. I'm fascinated by this thing. I can't believe that the phone lines aren't just totally jammed right now, because this is a fascinating subject, ladies and gentlemen, that goes along with, you know, the general tolerance or intolerance, shall we say, of freedom of speech and what you're allowed to say and political correctness and what people, you know, Craigslist is supposed to be a free, you know, expression. And I think that if there's a bunch of profanity and filthiness and so forth, I think it's cool for people to flag that. And then if enough people flag it, then the Craigslist people should pull it off. I think that's really appropriate. But what I read, it just seems that it's a conservative guy that wants a date with a conservative woman as opposed to a liberal woman. Must have had some problems with liberal women in the past. So the fact that it's a conservative guy wanting to date a conservative woman, I think, offended people, and it got pulled off of Craigslist. Is that right? What's offensive about that? Help me out here. I agree with the guy. I really do. Dave, Alan, what do you think? Let's bring Dave on here as soon as I can here. Dave, you're there.
If Craig called, if you talk to him, ask him, what does it take to flag? It's like 2 people, 3 people, 2 or 3 different IPS numbers from a computer. It's going to be some reason, because I believe, seriously, there's a little cabal with an agenda that's very organized. I don't run personal, but I've had ads for talent or, you know, work, looking for help, or ads for, like, just rant and rave, my own viewpoint.
Yeah.
No filth, no great pictures, no bad words. It's flagged within minutes. As long as they smell is a part of their political religious mindset, you're done. It's like you don't have a right to breathe, eat, have an opinion, or work, or anything. It's amazing.
Even if that's the case, Dave, I still love Craigslist because it performs a wonderful service.
Yeah, I'm sure it does, but it could be. I don't know if it's. Maybe their computer recognizes your computer's IPS number or some kind of thing where if they get 2 or 3 different ones, then they knock you out. Because I don't think one person could go repeatedly flag and it's going to count. But again, things can flag too quick.
Hey, a caller called in and says Craigslist is a liberal website. What the hell is a conservative doing on Craigslist?
No, it's not. Well, it is because it's been taken over because it's free.
Oh.
Yep. But the guy...
Wait a minute. Conservatives like free things, too. It's not just the libs.
Well, you know what I'm saying, man, you know.
All right. Dave, thanks for calling. Well, you know, we got some commercials to play, and we have JT in Watsonville and Neil in Capitola and Noel in Capitola and Preacher in Watsonville and John in Watsonville. There goes Dave. Hope I didn't make him mad. JT. Hey, you're on the air, JT, real quick.
Yeah, MZ, thanks for squeezing me in. I just got a quick comment. First of all, there's a lot of liberal women looking for men out there. I got to tell you, brother, because otherwise the dude wouldn't have got flagged and kicked off the list, because the liberal women are out there looking for some men. Second of all, Brady's and Chocolate, God, I love your mom. Awesome name. Different time. I love the noon balloon.
Oh.
And third of all, I love your station. One more time, I want you to spam that that county council meeting, that supervisors meeting. I want you to spam that. Have Kay put out a comment on that and just let everyone know, because I'm going to be there, my friend. And if you're there, I will meet you one-on-one and we'll shake hands and we'll face the whatever we got to together. And super good luck to you all.
Okay. No, thank you, JT.
You got it, buddy.
Apparently, a caller has called in and said the ad got pulled so that liberals and conservatives don't have children. Okay. Noel and Capitola, free speech, you're on.
Yeah, this is Noel.
Hey, Noel.
How you doing? The Craigslist thing is essentially a private entity, so, you know, they can do whatever they want.
Exactly, exactly. It's just an interesting phenomenon, that's all.
The thing I'm concerned about is up at UCSC, where if military people go on campus, recruiters, they get... It's a public institution, and they get thrown off campus.
Yeah. Now, look, we are trying to arrange for Roy Masters to speak at UC Santa Cruz, and so far we've hit a brick wall. You have to have some student organization sponsor something before they're welcome at the UC. Now, maybe if we pay to buy, you know, to hire a hall up there, it might work. But we want the thing to be attended by students so that Roy can tell them that they're being brainwashed.
I think it's a good idea. And,
yeah, well, we're working on that, but we haven't gotten to first base yet. Now, I have an idea of who to call now to help us along that line here. But, Noel, thanks for your contribution to the Saturday special today. Here's Preacher in Watsonville. You're on the Saturday special. Hi there, Preacher.
How you doing, Coach?
Okay.
The deal is with the situation that our country's in right now, our enemy is playing the immorality card.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now we got a whole bunch of families that got a whole bunch of problems. And essentially, if you give somebody an opportunity to, abandon their responsibility to their family, the family starts getting insecure because mom and dad aren't getting along the way they should when they care about each other.
Right.
So essentially what we're doing is we're exponentially, and I know this is a far-reaching situation, but we're actually spending our country on immorality. Okay.
Yeah.
Quite literally, that liberal woman has to wake up, because there's a lot of diseases out there and there's a lot of crazy nutcases that come out of the computer.
Okay.
And you know what? It's a hell of a lot safer for us to get the family back.
Right. Thanks, Preacher.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Your call. Okay, Dave, I know we got those commercials. Let's run them, and that'll take us up to the end of the program. No more calls today. Join us next week when someone will be here as a guest host. Okay, let's play those commercials. Hello?
Welcome to California's great Central Coast. We have Big Sur, Carmel by the Sea, Gizditch Ranch, Elkhorn Slough, the Beach and Boardwalk, Roaring Camp, Railroad, spectacular sunsets, and so much more. Now you and your family can see them all with one unforgettable magic carpet ride from Specialized Helicopters. Listen.
Here we go.
There it is.
Woo-hoo! We are fantastic.
Strawberry feels forever.
Yes. From up here.
How big was that great white?
About 18 feet.
Whoa. Not quite believably tropical looking down there.
Isn't it gorgeous?
When you're flying on a magic carpet, it's easy to see it all, and to have the time of your life doing it. Hello, I'm Chris Gilardi of Specialized Helicopters at the Watsonville Airport. Treat your family and friends to an unforgettable helicopter tour of the Central Coast for less than the cost of ski lift tickets. Reserve your flight now. Call Specialized Helicopters at 706-HELI. That's 706-4354 or specializedheli.com.
Okay, let's get ready for kindergarten. Backpack?
Yep.
Jacket?
Yep.
Dental appointment?
Mommy, how's it going to help me get ready for school?
I want to make sure you don't have any cavities.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember John Laird, and like you, I believe your child's health is important. That's why the new dental checkup requirement for children entering kindergarten is important, so that all children can be ready to learn. Parents, get more information at cda.org or call 800-CDA-SMILE.
Paid for by the California Dental Association.
Hi, everyone. This is Judy DeVilbiss. You know, life is about a lot of choices. My choice was to get involved with the Youngevity Company. So every morning, I get up, and first thing I do is go out into the kitchen, and I mix up my 90-nutrient program from Youngevity. I love it, but best of all, about 6 months ago, or maybe a little longer, I decided that I'd like to go out and try running. And actually, I go out and I compete. And to my amazement, I'm actually coming in first in my class. I've actually won 3 first prizes, which really makes me feel great. Hey, come on, I'm 66 years old. I'm not brand new. But I'll tell you what, every day when I'm going to race, the first thing I do in the morning is take the Ultimate Classic with the Rainforest, and I shoot it down, and then I go about my business and go out and do my run. I just did one today, and hey, you know what? I won. Come on, 888-352-7500. Don't you want to be a winner? 888-352-7500.
I guess we're back. Are we back, Dave?
We are back.
Okay, and I know we're gonna spill a little into the top of the hour news. It's okay. We didn't have to, but I want to because I got this great email from Arnold Robinson in North Carolina, and it says, "Hey MZ, let's see. The title says Skyview with a question mark. Hey MZ, it's not about you. Yes, it is. It's your station." I would have hung up on that loopy broad the second she uttered that statement, and then it has a smiling face. So thank you, Arnold, in North Carolina. You know, you're absolutely right. I should have hung up on that loopy broad, you know, and I guess I just didn't have the cojones to do it. What do you think, Dave?
I wouldn't call her that. She sounds pretty animated and a little like she could kick some butt.
So maybe I did the right thing by not hanging up on her.
I think you did the right thing this
morning. Okay, all right. Well, that's good.
That guy lives in North Carolina. He doesn't have to live around here.
Well put. Okay, hey, thanks for being a great pilot in command as usual here. And if I can find the that's all. I know I've got it. It's right here, but I'm having to squint. Here it is. Okay, here. Let's see if it plays on the computer here the proper way. Okay. Hello? There it is.
That's all, folks.
KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey. It's 12:01 and 26, 27, 28 seconds. Here's Fox News in progress.
Coast Guard spokeswoman Jennifer Johnson. The plane was en route from Fort Lauderdale to the Bahamas. Back on Earth, former Microsoft exec Charles Simone after his 13-day trip to the International Space Station.
Simone landing in the Republic of Kazakhstan this morning with a Russian cosmonaut and U.S. astronaut after spending 2 weeks at the International Space Station. His girlfriend, Martha Stewart, saw him off on the journey.
Fox Radio's Mary Regal, the trip setting Simone back $25 million. You're listening to Fox News Radio Fair and Balanced.
Nothing inspires imagination like reading. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
It's a beaver.
I ain't gonna smell it if that's what you want.
It's a talking beaver.
Impossible.
You can make new friends, discover amazing adventures, and most of all, have fun.
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov. There, you can learn more about books, play fun games, discover cool facts, and so much more. You can log on to www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
2 huge beef recalls today, one out west.
Be contaminated with E. coli. The recall for beef produced by Richwood Meat Company impacting shoppers in California, Arizona, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. The beef may have already sickened children at a Little League ballpark in Napa County, California. Consumers warned to either destroy the beef or take it back to the store. Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
Back east, at least 5 people sickened after eating steak. HFX Company learning of positive tests for E. coli in Pennsylvania, recalling nearly 260,000 pounds of its beef products. Some sold to restaurant chains, including Haas's Steak and Seafood restaurants in Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia, where those people got sick. A drowning at a casino in Missouri.
It happened at the Isle of Capri Casino in Kansas City, Missouri. Authorities investigating after a man plunged into a moat and drowned. Cops say the man bolted while being questioned about maybe using a fake ID. He jumped over a railing and right into the moat. In July of 2005, a woman drowned in that very same moat. You see, moats are common fixtures at Missouri casinos. Originally, gambling was restricted to riverboats, but lawmakers amended the state constitution to allow riverboats to float within man-made moats. Rod Fritz, Fox News Radio.
In England, a glitch in the latest Harry Potter movie due this summer. Seems the 17-year-old actor who plays Harry, Daniel Radcliffe, had a bad case of acne during filming and makeup just couldn't cover the pimples. Technicians airbrushing them out frame by frame by frame. They say they've done it before with actresses of a certain age who want their wrinkles removed from the screen. I'm Jane Metzler, Fox News Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. You are tuned in to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. I'm Dave Michaels with your weather forecast for today, Saturday, April 21st, 2007. Today, you can expect it to remain mostly cloudy with showers developing later this afternoon. High should be around 62 degrees. Tonight, rain is likely with lows around 50 degrees. Tomorrow, you can expect pretty much the same thing as today, with rain in the morning as well as in the evening. Lows tomorrow night should be around 60 degrees. Your Monterey Bay boaters forecast for today. West winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Wind waves up to 1 foot and a northwest swell 5 to 9 feet at 13 seconds, along with a slight chance of rain. Currently, the temperature here at the station is 58 degrees, and it's time for perspectives right here on AM 1080 KSCO.